Today's podcast is brought to you by Auto Armor, Central Mississippi's premier automotive detail and ceramic coating shop, located at 4394 Mangum Drive in Flowood, Mississippi. You can check them out online at autoarmorms.com and on social media at autoarmorms. That's AutoArmorms, located right there in Flowood, Mississippi, behind Merritt Health Hospital. See you soon at Auto Armor in Flowood. Jackson, Mississippi, and all surrounding areas. You have tuned into the Free Range Human Show of Choice. Your daily dose of reality radio starts now. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am your host, Clay Edwards. I want to give a start out with a big happy birthday, man. A big happy birthday to Kid Rock. It was Kid Rock's birthday this weekend. It may have been today. It may have been Friday. I don't know. But one day it was Kid Rock's birthday. And as you know, if you listen to the intro of this show, I, for one, am a Kid Rock fan. It is also Dr. Martin Luther King Day. I guess that would make it his birthday, too. So, yes. It is his birthday, not the day he was killed, right?
No, birthday was yesterday.
Birthday was yesterday, yeah.
Today's Betty White's birthday.
Yeah, today is the Betty White's birthday. So, it's MLK Day. It's Betty White's birthday. Happy 100, posthumously.
Yes.
You made it, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going
to... It's also Ben Franklin's birthday.
If we can lie about genders and everything, we can lie about birthdays. Betty made it to 100.
Yeah.
You know, as far as I'm concerned.
And she was a lady.
and she was a lady. So I want to say this about MLK, and we'll move on to our guests in the studio today. MLK would be a Trump supporter. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He would be up there with a MAGA hat on. He would be standing side by side with Donald Trump at these rallies to make America great again. He'd have a red MAGA hat on. I just posted a picture to the Save Jackson Instagram. You can go hit the love button there. Mm-hmm. Screenshot it, send it around to everybody. You know, I don't think there's any doubt about it. He judged people on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. So, Democrats, you don't get to celebrate this day. You got to get your butt up and go to work. Go find something to do, because all you do is judge people on the color of their skin. You don't get to celebrate this day no more. This is a mega holiday, as far as I'm concerned now.
There you go.
All right. So, welcome to the Clay Edwards Show. I wanted to get that out. Do not let any of that that mega dust sprinkle on my guests that don't want it on them. Chip Matthews.
Good morning.
Representative Fred Shanks.
Good morning. Gentlemen, how y'all doing this morning?
Okay, pull your mic down.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, there we go. So we got our state representative from the Brandon area, Mr. Shanks, in the studio with us.
And
we
Do you cover the reservoir, too?
No, that's going to be Brent Powell.
Okay, so you're Brandon proper.
Yes,
Brandon proper. Okay.
Hey, real quick, so I had this get brought up again over the weekend, actually. So the Brandon, the 047 Brandon, that's not in any city, that's county?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
So it's unique.
That's high class Brandon. I'm in low class Brandon.
No, you know what? I used to think that too until I got a little older and started was picking which one I was going to move to.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a little more transient over there on the 047 area. It's not a knock.
Right.
You know, where like, I think Highway 80's more Bible Belt, God and Country. 047 is just a little different. It's more, to me, it reminds me more of like early 90s South Jackson, where 042 is 80s South Jackson.
You could say that. I could see that.
90s Northwest Rankin.
Yeah. Well, you know, because you had the, if you look at it, the areas around in the Pearl River Valley Water District around there, that was kind of up class. Mm-hmm. And then as those houses have become older, those people have gone out to Deep Brandon. I was out in Deep Brandon in an area where I'm going, did they just get lost and start building houses way out there on that Tricking Bridge Road that doesn't go all the way through?
Yeah.
I got out there yesterday and was going, geez.
That's where my twin brother lives right now.
Well, I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's exploded out there.
There was like, I don't know what that neighborhood was. It was, I'll have to work on that.
Yeah, now, Chip, you would be surprised to know that Mr. Shanks here, while him and his dad are dyed-in-the-wool Bulldog fans, his twin brother played baseball at Ole Miss.
Well, see, his twin brother must be much smarter and more successful because he's living out in deep rich Brandon.
I'll give you that. He hates politics, so he is the smart one.
Well, that is not it. Yes. Yeah. And you come from a town. You come from an area where politics doesn't include guns, fires, your car being blown up, and illegal elections where if you don't get a vote, you can still be in charge. So it must be nice in your part of the world.
So far, so good.
But we did get 8 inches of snow yesterday.
So speaking of the snow, Chip, did you survived, obviously.
Yes, I survived the snow.
And
you had every TV camera in town looking for a pile of snow, and they all were in Canton. I was like, wow. Now if we could get them up here to cover crimes and elections, I would be much happier.
Probably not going to happen. I wouldn't hold your breath. Hey, real quick, before we go any further, man, I got to give a shout. I know she's not up listening, but maybe she listens to the podcast. I'm going to give a shout out to my daughter, Kylie. She killed her third buck yesterday.
Wow.
Second one this year, third within 12 months. And I just couldn't be happier. I've never killed a buck in my life.
No.
You know, of course, it's from lack of patience and all of
How
that.
How many times have you really gone hunting?
A dozen or so, but I mean, I'm just like, it ain't my thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. I love going to deer camp, hanging out with folks. If somebody invited me to deer camp this weekend, I'd go with them.
But I figured you and Grandpa way back in the day probably went out and Grandpa is not his grandfather, by the way.
Grandpa is a friend of mine's nickname.
And I figured at some point I killed a deer, but more than likely he would run over one and say, let's cook him.
Knock on wood, I've never even ran over a deer. And
okay.
I think it's because I always have cars with loud tires and exhaust and all that. So it kind of scares them before it comes up on
them. Meet their maker.
Yeah. So congratulations, Kylie. That'll be more deer meat I get to drop off somewhere and spend $300 or $400 processing. But hey, whatever, man. I'd rather spend it at a local processor than I would at the grocery store. So there's that. All right, man. Representative Shanks. Your representative today.
I am today.
Yeah.
We're approaching the third week of the session, and we have really hit the ground running, and I'll kind of touch base on a few things that we've already done. As most of your listeners will know, that one of the hottest topics now is medical marijuana. The Senate's passed a bill, and it should be over to us to vote on the House side probably this week, maybe the end of the week. And, you know, I don't really anticipate us not passing it at all. And then from there, it'll go to the governor's office.
Wait, you said you don't anticipate what?
I don't anticipate that we'll have any issues passing it on the House side. And then last week, we just passed the Mississippi Tax Freedom Act, which is obviously what you know about, the tax cut. And we've kind of tweaked it a little bit and made it even sweeter than what it was.
Yeah, you know, I saw some rumblings online, and I told you this in a phone conversation the other day, that I saw some people talking about, well, you know, I didn't really think it was a good deal at first, but even I think this is a good deal. I'm like, heck, I'll be honest, I thought it was a good deal at first.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to do something that will actually affect people. If it was watered down, it just wouldn't have been worth doing. And it was a good bill, but it's an even better bill. It's kind of hard to argue with now.
And now I understand you have $4.4 billion extra dollars. Is that the number?
We got a few extra bucks.
Like a few extra bucks. So what in the future to replace those dollars, what are we doing to replace those dollars?
Well, the state is under conservative leadership has done extremely well. We've had
hope that continues.
Yes, and it should. We've got on the tax cut, for instance, we did a fiscal note,
right?
And that the legislative budget office will go through with DFA, and they'll go through and make sure all the numbers work out for the foreseeable future,
right?
And we've just had a massive reserve of money. Then plus we've got all this other money coming in from the Fed, so we're just in really good shape, and we will be for, you know, like I said.
You know, because for years Medicare, they've always said, you can't pass Medicare because you can't replace the funding.
Yeah, yeah.
So
one-time money.
So when you look at this Fed money coming, yes, It's coming, but if the leadership changes there, that money's not coming anymore at the federal government level.
When the Republicans took over, it was
it's been just growing.
And that's
The Brady Lane Fund's fully funded. Everything's
it's busting at the seams. I mean, we've got money everywhere. And it's funny that you bring that up, but everybody when. The municipalities, counties, when they figured out we had all this money coming in, of course, everybody's getting their projects ready right. and coming to ask. We had $7 billion worth of ask.
Okay, but what they did in that $7 billion that I thought was great because I was thinking about our situation in Canton, you must have matching funds.
Yeah.
And in Canton, they've stolen all the money, so there is no matching funds, so there'll be no roads built.
It might be a little bit of a problem, but... In order, between Philip Gunn and Delbert Hoseman, we're working on a system that we're either going to do it a couple different ways, but your project's more than likely is going to be rated.
Right.
And, you're going to have to dot the I's across the T's to get the money. Right. I mean, it's not just going to be handed
Look at it. So they requested $7 billion, and so that means in matching funds we're now spending $14 billion across Mississippi to rebuild the state. Should be able to get something done.
Well, we're not going to pay for Jackson's water, are we?
What about a police force?
Yeah.
Let's start with the basics.
Well, a lot of this money is for water and sewer projects.
Yeah.
So, it just depends on if their representatives and senators are doing a good job or not, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to work with their local leadership, and they've got to have a actual plan,
just
like everybody else.
Yeah. Now, we got DeKeither on there, and
DeKeither's the man.
DeKeither
really
stands
like
good folks. And of course, I'm being a little facetious about the water stuff. It's got to be fixed one way or another.
You're right.
It is what it is at this point.
But you just can't give it to them.
No.
Or they'll just spend it everywhere. They'll do
Has to be a clause in there that no money can be spent on consulting firms.
Third parties.
Yeah. No money on consulting firms, Chalkway.
Yeah.
All right. So look, let's get into the nuts and bolts. Well, hold on.
Let's go down your list.
Okay. Another big topic that we've already passed that will, like the Tax Freedom Act, is going to be the, monumental teacher pay raise. And of course, we passed it. It'll raise teachers' pay above the national average and the Southeastern average.
That's what
average,
I heard.
Now, can we disqualify?
And that's starting pay for teachers.
That's
right?
Starting, but there's a pay scale. So right. If you've been there, you're still getting a raise.
Right.
You're correct.
And it's the more educated you are, the more you
correct.
Get as well. The more qualified.
You're exactly right. There's a scale, and I have it on my Facebook page if anyone wanted to look at it, but it points out, what you would make and this and that. Also, there's a $2,000 bump for teacher assistants. That got brought up.
Now, my sister was a teacher's assistant for 10 years, when she was married, and she loved that job, but they got benefits, but the pay was...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pay left more to be desired.
Yes.
Now, let me ask this. Is there a clause in there to disqualify any TikTok teachers who come out at their gender reveals on their classes or anything? We have a lot of crazy teachers out there.
Well, I have not seen that just yet, but Clay, I will look into that. In fact, I'll look into that this afternoon.
Does that? Let me ask you this. We've already passed something on critical race theory, right?
No, there's five or six bills on it, and I know there's five or six bills on CRT just on the House.
Do we teach Mississippi history anymore in schools?
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
I was just curious. Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what, though. I've got a great Mississippi politics book from that Mr. Shanks here let me borrow, and I've got a couple chapters down. I think that should be required reading.
That's a good idea, and we're talking about
I would have loved to have known more about this than I do, than I do now.
I think if anybody gets into public office, they should read that book.
And have to take a test.
Have y'all read that Eastland book? I need to get y'all. I'll bring y'all a copy of the Eastland book. Yeah. That's different level of politics.
Yeah, a little, different generation.
Yes.
All right, look, we got to take a break real quick. You're listening to The Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back here on 103.9 WYAB. All right, welcome back to The Clay Edwards Show. This segment's going to be brought to you by Land Management of Mississippi. From small lots to large acreage, if you need your lot cleared or cleaned, then Land Management of Mississippi should be your only phone call. Land Management of Mississippi offers forestry mulching, land maintenance, bush hogging, land cleaning, and more. Call Michael Lassiter today at 601-953-4218 or check him out on Facebook at Land Management of MS. And let me tell you, don't think that just because, don't think big lands. If you got a lot beside your house that got some old trees and brush and this, that, and the other, and it just seems overwhelming, you can't get to it, man, they do small jobs too. And they'll bring it in, get it cleared off, and get your land usable. What's the point in having it if you can't do nothing with it? So give Michael a call, 601-953-4218. If you can't remember that, hit me up. I will gladly share that information with you. Good God-fearing folks supporting the Clay Edwards Show. That's what we're all about over here.
There you go.
All right, I am joined today by my Monday morning co-host, I'm sorry, Chip Matthews, and my buddy, Mr. Fred Shanks, representative from the Brandon area. And we're discussing what's moving and shaking down at the house. If you guys want to talk to Fred, if you got any questions for any of us, 601-879-0002. Would love to hear from you this morning. It is MLK Day, so I know a lot of you guys are off work, and I probably wouldn't be awake either if I was off. So, I want to thank you for coming in. Chip, thank you for coming in. And kind of thawing out a little bit. Had a little snow come through, a little ice. My car was frozen solid this morning.
Yeah, I had to crank mine up, let it warm up a little bit. The windshield wipers weren't working.
Yeah, that's why I was a little later than you. I was like, I'm only here at a quarter till, but I was about 5 or 10 minutes later than that because I had to wait on my windshield to defrost enough to be able to hit the wipers.
Me too.
Chip, did you have any ice?
Nothing.
No? Do you have a garage? Do you park inside?
No, not this car.
Not that one.
But I had nothing. We had snow yesterday, and I think it only got down to 34 in Canton.
Okay.
Overnight.
Fred, let's jump into the – well, first off, the other thing you're working on that I think is sliding under the radar a little bit is the black tag.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the midnight edition or blackout edition.
I kind of like blackout edition.
Yeah.
But we can call it whatever. You know, as most of, you know, everybody I know that knows you and I mean, we're big car guys, and we were approached with this a little while back and about doing kind of a vanity plate, but it looks similar to what Texas does. It's a solid black tag with white letters.
Mm-hmm.
It's I want the first one.
Well, you know, it's basic in a good way, because there's nothing worse than having this really cool vehicle.
Yeah.
And you got this god-awful license plate on the back sticking out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, well, this one's a nice little flex. And, you know, when I posted something about it on social media, I keep getting hit with, thank goodness you're doing something on that. And, you know, I got Senator Delano on the other side helping out. So I feel confident that we're going to get it done. But the big comment that comes to mind on our current tag is that it looks like it's pond water. The color is brown, you know, it's just,
you know,
it's terrible.
Well, that and the seal is off center.
That's right.
If you're OCD at all.
Yeah, I'll drive you crazy.
It has to drive you back crap crazy.
Yeah. So hopefully, we probably won't vote on that till the end of session. And how a vanity plate works is after we vote on it, it has to pre-sell 300 copies before they'll produce it.
Well,
and
I'm
telling you that this one will,
it'll
hit that probably in a day or two. So I feel good that we're going to get that through. Well, be really cool.
We'll make sure we promote it.
And so is this just a vanity tag?
So it's as of right now, that's how we're.
And you can get it vanity with a custom whatever or a regular, right?
As of right now, yes.
Yeah. So you can go either way.
So one's $35, one's not.
Yeah, you would pay an additional fee on this one, but totally worth it.
For the people that want this, it's a small price to pay. Yeah, yeah. Especially if you got a black car and that blackout thing is what you're looking for.
I think every car guy we know is going to hop all over this one. It's cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the little stuff like that's important too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's the quality of life stuff.
That's right.
You know,
there you go.
That's like parks and sidewalks and stuff. Bike trails for car guys.
Just bumps it up a notch.
All right, man, let's circle back, Jen Psaki style, to the income tax deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did it improve at? What are some high points on this thing? Where are people going to save the most money?
Well, there's several models out there that show. My buddy Russ Latino's done a really good job of putting a few models out if anybody wants to check his Facebook account. But the grocery tax is a big deal. That gets cut 50% I think it's going to be about a year or two. It gets bumped down gradually, but ultimately it'll be a 50% cut there, and then your license plate taxes and all will be cut 50%. That was going to be – well, one, it wasn't really an option, but now we tweaked it. It was going to be 35%, came back, figured we had enough money, so we're like, hey, let's do 50%. So,
but now in the reality on the car tag, are you really getting a cut as much as cars have gone up over the last few years?
Yeah, well, and that was one of the issues in the original plan. A few businesses that got tax breaks on their sales tax, like farm equipment, cars, since you brought it up.
And, cars are 5%.
Yeah, like mobile homes.
What's
things
it going
like
up
that.
To?
They're not. They're not. They're not going up at all.
Okay.
That was one of the benefits.
But like, if
of this
you had a $30,000 or $50,000 car, your $50,000 car, you know, you're still paying the tax, and so that's cut in half. But cars have gone up what over the last 10 years? Yeah, 50%.
But you finance the tax into the deal typically, and if you're financing the tag, there's no financing that. Let's put it on a credit card.
That's
real cash saved.
Right. It's saved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you got to remember, I mean, if you're.
But I mean, the coffers are really not going down from cutting the tax because the price of the cars have gone up so much.
Yeah.
Would you say?
34-35% on used cars.
And remember, I think what is Clay, you know, this average when somebody's getting a new car or used car, maybe what, every 5 to 7 years?
3 years.
3 years? Okay. Well, with this tax plan, you're
probably going to pivot to 4 through this COVID era because of supply issues.
Well, I only get the $35 tag. My cars are old.
Touche.
We won't be able to help you too much on that. But you're going to get an immediate, I think it's $1,400 back.
Per person.
Minimum. Yeah.
Per person.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, double that for, you know, a married couple. And, so, you know, if you throw that in to a 3-year average, I mean, you've got a chunk of change saved.
It's a down payment.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
I mean, a real solid, substantial down payment. Of course, I wish I had the ability to save. Okay, this is what I would have paid last year. Let me take this savings and put it over here.
But the real savings is in the grocery tax because everybody's eating.
Yeah. Well, and you know,
I wish that would spread to restaurants too. But
yeah. Well. And that was a big concern. I think a lot of retired folks who don't have a lot of taxable income were concerned. But by cutting the grocery tax, they don't. If you really think about it, what do you spend your money on that is taxed? Your bills, your gas. Gas isn't a sales tax,
right?
You know, and it's the biggest expenditure for a retired couple usually is the grocery bill.
And in the Biden world, we won't get any gas tax in the future because we'll all be driving electric cars.
Yeah. We'll see about that.
But Mississippi already has something in place for if you buy an electric car, don't they?
Yeah. There's a couple different benefits there.
No, I'm talking about taxes. Don't they charge an extra tax when you buy the car?
I know there is
there is
I can't remember what it is
but they were
using our roads
but they were ahead of that years ago. They got I remember I think George Flags was still in there when they put that in place.
But you got an incentive, you got a tax break to buy a used car.
Correct.
I mean to buy an electric vehicle.
Correct.
But you're still going to pay the tax to be on the road.
Wouldn't that be what the I guess that's the gas thing. I was thinking, wouldn't that technically be what the tag tax as far as supposed to go to roads and bridges, the tag money?
Yeah.
So we've had the highest tags. But there's the conversation I had with Speaker Gunn about this when we met out there in Pilahatchee. You know, and I was like the only car guy that saw the upside, you know, to maybe raising the sales tax.
Yeah.
But I said, well, you know, you've got a captive audience for one thing.
Correct.
If the tag price is coming down, I don't mind paying the more sales tax because even if we raised it from 5 to 7%, which isn't happening, but just making a point here, it's still a good 4% cheaper than any of our surrounding states. I mean, Louisiana is around right at 9.5-10%, depending upon the parish.
Correct.
So you maybe only pay $25 for a tag, but you're paying so much more for your car.
Correct. The sales tax cumulatively on every state surrounding us is 9%.
Yeah.
So now this does go up to 8.5%. It goes from 7 to 8.5, but we're still lower than every other state. And, you know, a big draw on this is going to be getting companies to come in, you know. I talked to one of my colleagues, and he's up in Columbus, and he was speaking to some guys he knows that are at the airbase who don't live here.
Right.
But just the word that we are trying to get this done, they are moving and retiring here.
Because, for instance, on the Tennessee line, they don't pay a tax in Tennessee. They don't pay taxes. So you have millionaires that are going to live on one side of the road and not on our side.
But to your point, that millionaire, you want him, but how many jobs is he bringing with his company?
That's what I'm saying. That's what you want. Absolutely. Yes, I agree.
And we've had those conversations about just that, about these folks who are living right over the line. They want to come here.
Because if you look at that new highway 269 through there, that it's ripe.
Yeah, well, we were the only red state to lose population.
That's because we have Benny Thompson.
Well, because of the income tax. Hey, look, we're going to take a call real quick. Then we've got to take a break, so let's take this. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, I heard y'all talking about the car tags. Y'all know how many car tags in Hinds County cost over $1,500, $2,000?
Well, a lot,
but I went to buy my wife a new Lexus 3 years ago. No, 5 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I didn't buy it because the tag was going to be $2,200 when I lived in Hinds County.
Now, was that in Hinds County? What was that in the city or in the?
Yeah, that was in Belhaven.
Okay, so in Jackson. Yeah, look, man, that car tag in Jackson was absolutely mind-boggling.
See, and I heard
because you get less out of it than anything.
The guy you got there, state senator, right, Clay?
Yeah, Fred Shanks.
Let me tell you something, man. I have a home in Florida, wouldn't have a home in Mobile.
Uh-huh.
My car tag in Mobile went from, I think, 300 in Rankin County to Mobile, which you can compare there. Is Mobile County may be a bit better than Rankin County.
Mm-hmm.
To $800. I mean, to $65. My home insurance is $1,700 up here. Down here, it's $900. My taxes up there are $2,200 a year. In Mobile County, they're $800. And I have about 1,000 square foot bigger house.
Uh-huh.
Everything is higher up in Mississippi.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we are trying to
and
work on.
And I hate to say that. That's why when I get my house there sold, I ain't never coming back to that damn place. There are no jobs in that state anymore. There's
come on down, son.
Hey, we're trying to get people like you to stay here. That's the goal in what we're doing.
Why would anybody? No disrespect or anything.
Well, that's why we're working on it. And I mean, we care. We're trying to keep people.
I'm about 70%. I'm about 90% here now. 10% there. I was about 70% here. 30% there. And I bet you in the last 4 years, I have met 1,500 to 2,000 people that were from that I-20 corridor that moved to South Alabama and the Panhandle because there was nothing to do for their families. There are no jobs. The jobs out there don't pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are more higher-paying jobs around Mobile County than there probably is in the state of Mississippi.
Yeah.
And on the Mississippi coast, the jobs there pay so much more money, like Huntington Ingalls, Chevron, Ascend, then the Nissans, and your tire package.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you tell somebody down here you're going to start them on $15 an hour, they're going to tell you to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's true, dude. Yeah. The guys, some of these companies, will start off $35 an hour.
Yep. Hey, Adam, we got to take a break, brother. I appreciate
you. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
Peace. All right, welcome back to the Clay Edwards Show. We are live here in the Generator Power Solutions studio. And this segment is going to be brought to you by dun, 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 Take a Break Deliveries. Download their app, get it in the App Store or on Google Play. You can also find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Take a Break Deliveries. Or check their website out, takeabreakdeliveries.com. Take a Break Deliveries is a local veteran-owned restaurant delivery business servicing customers at their door and on their schedule, whether they deliver to your home or place of business. Deliveries are designed to be affordable and on time. Usually takes about 45 minutes or less, give or take. And if you use the discount code at checkout or the promo code at checkout, Clay601. And I was a little wrong about the way I was. It's cap sensitive, so it's capital C, Clay601. You're getting $4 off your delivery fee, which is pretty much free delivery in most cases. So take advantage of that. Tip your driver well. And go follow Take a Break Deliveries on social media, local and veteran-owned. Great people. Anytime there's ever been a problem, they jump out in front of it and they get it corrected. And if there's something on a local menu that you want to order, they will take that to the restaurant for you, and they'll get it added to the to their app there. I wanted some extra cheese, and that wasn't an option at Lost Pizza. It is now.
Okay.
So
is that with a capital C?
With a capital C.
Okay.
Clay601, Take a Break Deliveries and get it rolling. All right, so look, man, we're joined in the studio by Representative Fred Shanks and Chip Matthews. We're discussing what's moving and shaking down at the House, or at the Capitol, should I say.
Yeah.
And What else do we got? So we kind of hit the income tax stuff. Uh-huh.
Taxes, you're going to put money back in our pockets.
Yes.
Good money in our pocket, not $100.
No, this will actually impact you. And, you know, just something to think about. We're going to be, upon completion, we're going to be giving back $2 billion to the people, to the taxpayers.
When does it stop coming out of my paycheck?
It would, if the bill goes through, governor signs it, and I think that'll happen. I think we'll get it cranked up this summer.
I mean, can we retro it back about 4 years?
Let me put that in for you.
I got some issues with the Department of Revenue. I'd like to get this retroed on out of here.
Yeah. we'll see what we can do.
So hopefully by the end of summer.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff there, man. I tell you, that's going to be a big day in Mississippi because
absolutely
that's been one of the things that has cost us people.
Absolutely.
To Tennessee, to Florida, to Texas.
We've Speaker Gunn proposed this last year. It traveled the state, and we've heard over and over and over about people who want to come in, who are on the state line, kind of like what we've already talked about, who are basically just waiting on this just to come. So, yeah.
All right, look, we have got a caller here, everybody's favorite. I believe this is Thomas. Hey, you there?
Yeah, Clay. Now, they don't flag you on Instagram for that picture you put
it, in. It just did. I was about to say that. It just did. Instagram disputes.
All right. Now, hold on, Chris. Now, that's why people always call you a racist. You shouldn't have did it. You see what I'm saying? Don't do that.
Why does a cloth hat make him a racist?
I know you're trying to get likes and views and hits and all that stuff, but don't tread along those lines,
but
you know, black people.
You know,
what was his message though? What was Martin Luther King's message?
It's not about his message being the same as Trump.
It's
not about that when it comes down to Trump and a MAGA hat on the statue of Martin Luther King or the real picture of him. That's kind of racist a little bit.
It's not racist. There's nothing racist about wanting to make America great again.
It's almost like blackface.
Well, stop playing.
That's that corny white boy joke. Mm-mm. That I'll get you put in the racist bracket.
I don't care.
So stop it.
Let me tell
that's
you something.
Stupid, man.
I don't care what black folks think about
me. Listen, man, that's stupid though, Clay. You don't do no stuff like that, man.
Stop
playing like that. People can't like you, but are you racist or not? Just go and admit it, because we think you are.
I don't care.
I'll talk to you.
Send Thomas a MAGA hat.
Do you have any questions for Representative Shanks?
I ain't got a man white man in the state of Mississippi. Bleed it.
Do you have any questions for Representative Shanks?
With that being said, stop doing that type of stuff, Clay Edwards.
No. All right. So
talk to you later, Thomas.
We got that out of the way early. it's hit and miss with Thomas. You know, I wouldn't even take him for a social media guy, but apparently he's following me on Instagram.
He's keeping up, man.
And he listens. He doesn't miss it. He keeps up with you on all platforms. That's great. Thanks for being a supporter there, Thomas.
We appreciate Thomas.
Those clicks pay the bills.
We do. All right. Representative Shanks, medical cannabis.
Yes, that
y'all going to vote on that this week?
I think we'll by the end of the week we should. I know it passed the Senate 46-5 and it's headed our way. I think we'll
Who were the five naysayers?
You could pull it up. I don't know who it was, but it'd be easy to find out. We can just pull it up. You can go to the Mississippi Legislature page and check that out. But yeah,
we'll do that during the next break. All right. Give them some credit.
Okay, so is there anything in there of that bill that you like or don't like?
That one, honestly, I'm charged with fixing the initiative process this year in my committee, so I have not really kept up with the intricacies of it. Lee Yancey, who is a colleague of mine, who his district butts up to mine, he's spearheaded on that on the House side. So just kind of let him have that.
And if it's medical only, is there really a financial windfall for all the businesses that are coming here to build out?
In Fred's opinion, I wouldn't think so.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, the
people want a medical program, so we got one coming.
If you start pivoting people off, I don't know how y'all's families and extended friends and whatnot are, extended families, but if you can start pivoting people off of some of these barbiturates and painkillers, it's absolutely going to be a boom. Yep. And I'm going to tell you, we all know how people love money. Once it's going to be a lot easier to pivot from medical to full use. Mm-hmm. once people start seeing the money and once they realize that it's not a reefer madness out in the streets, you know.
Yep.
And so I do believe that here within the next 4 to 8 years, conservatively, that we will have.
But you do look at it as a gateway drug, don't you?
I used to. It was for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was 17,
yeah.
16 the first time. Yeah. And my next step was, oh, well, hey, I tried that, so this can't be that bad. What was the next thing? I just did the progression of drugs.
Yeah. Right.
But, I mean, I'll be the first to admit that. But it has come a long way.
Yeah.
I mean, they were talking about that was 92, 93.
Yeah.
You know, when all you could get was just some dirt weed from Jackson. You know, now it's a whole different thing. I mean, comparing a blunt to these medical gummies and this, that, mm-hmm. and the other, it's just an entirely different ordeal.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going from a T model to a Tesla.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So it's just not the same. It's not the same thing. And again, if we can get people off opioids, we had
Mike
Watkins.
More power.
We had Mike Watkins, a veteran, mm-hmm. on here the other day, and he suffered from PTSD and all this, was taking over 400 pills a month. And, you know, it took about a year to wean off everything,
mm-hmm.
but he weaned off every single dang pill when he got a good therapist.
Yeah.
And on the medical marijuana.
Yeah. There you go.
And
that's a win.
Those are the personal stories I like to hear.
Yeah.
That can help change my mind, because I'm not going to be a guy that's in line to go get this. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm not taking any regular medicine.
Yeah.
So you know, I don't need it. But there's going to be people, if you can get them off Xanax, mm-hmm. if you can get them off pain pills, and some of these other antidepressants are even worse than Xanax.
To your point, I was in the pharmacy business for 26 years, and Xanax is the hardest pill out of all of them to get off of.
It is.
It's harder than heroin. To get off of
those barbiturates,
yeah.
like that are the absolute toughest ones to break from, because I don't know this personally, I haven't dealt with it, but I know people who have, and they talk about brain zaps, like it sends like electrical stuff to your brain that's like debilitating. Mm-hmm. Daryl talked about it with us one time, and without giving too much personal information out there, we'll just call him Daryl for the sake of this conversation.
That's probably good enough just where everybody knows who we're talking about. But anyway.
But you know, hey, look, we got to take a break real quick. We ran over on a couple segments. You listen to the Clay Edwards Show. I'm joined today by Representative Fred Shanks and Chip Matthews, and we'll be right back after this break on 103.9 WYAB. All right, welcome back to the Clay Edwards Show. We are live here in the Generator Power Solutions studio. We got about 2 minutes before the top of the hour news break. So we just thought we'd, man, hit something kind of lighthearted here. How about them Cowboys?
So I was just asking him, since Romo dropped the ball in that playoff game when he was trying to hold it, mm-hmm. for a field goal or X point, whatever it was, has Dallas won a playoff game
since
then?
Well, they didn't win that game either.
No, they didn't win that one. But have they won one?
Yeah, they won one. Dak won a playoff game his first year. They went to the NFC Championship game,
that's right.
I believe. And Green Bay beat them.
And I saw where Dak –
they went to the division. No, you know what? They didn't. They did not. They had a bye, and Green Bay beat them in the second round. So I'm not sure if they won a playoff game or not.
That's right. And then the reason why I bring that up is, well, you know, they choke.
But there must be some Ole Miss players on the team somewhere.
No, there ain't no Ole Miss players on Dallas's team. You saw Dawson Knox yesterday knocking down them touchdowns.
I didn't watch that game.
Buffalo. It's going to be Buffalo versus Tampa Bay, and Buffalo's going to destroy them.
Yeah. Kansas City looked pretty good.
No, they ain't got enough Ole Miss players.
I had it on somewhat in the background. After San Francisco scored on that first drive and Dallas didn't, I flipped it over and started watching this new Netflix show. I sent it to Fred.
Yeah.
Archive 81. Yep. If you're looking for something to binge watch and you like kind of spooky suspense thriller stuff, this is really good.
Well, I just knocked out the new season of Dexter, which is, if you're a Dexter fan, you got to tune in. And that's going to be my next one right there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to check out Dexter, too. And the new season of Bosch, it's the final season on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
It's, if you like gritty L.A. detective stuff, it's really good. And there's some new episodes of Billionaire up, mm-hmm. too, that I haven't finished up yet. Those are shows I enjoy. All right, so we're going to come back from the break, and we're going to jump into some stuff that Representative Shanks is working on, some bills that he's got ready to push through. And always remember, you can check out the podcast at clayedwardsshow.com. So if you miss any of this, clayedwardsshow.com. See you in a few minutes.
This is Clay Edwards with Auto Armor in Flowood, Mississippi. Auto Armor is the area's premier automotive detailing and ceramic coating shop. Auto Armor exclusively uses System X ceramics, and we're also an authorized installer of System X products. System X ceramics comes with a lifetime guarantee and goes onto your vehicle's Carfax report to potentially add increased resale value to your vehicle when you trade it in or sell it. Take advantage of our grand opening specials right now. We're offering System X ceramic coatings starting as low as $4.99 for cars and only $7.49 for trucks and large SUVs. We also offer headlight restoration, rim polishing, and paint correction. We're located right behind Merritt Health Hospital in Flowood at 4394 Mangum Drive. And of course, we're online at AutoArmorMS.com and on Facebook and Instagram at AutoArmorMS. That's AutoArmorMS. Enjoy the rest of this podcast, and we hope to see you soon at Auto Armor in Flowood.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you what, it just might as well be Trump up there speaking.
He could give a speech now.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what. Neck hair stand
that
up.
Reminds me that I still need to bring you, what's his name, James Meredith in here.
Yeah, let's get him in here.
Because
I want to make that one.
Well, definitely. See, I work out at the gym, at Planet Fitness with him.
How old is he now?
I don't know how old he is, but we sit down and we talk about all of this stuff that he did.
That's so awesome, too.
And he's got a website up where he's promoting his site. And he goes, I'm not fighting for civil rights. Mm-hmm. I'm fighting for have the same rights.
Is that the blacksfortrump2020.com?
I don't know.
That I saw all the people wearing?
I'm sure.
I'm being facetious. Hey, real quick, man. This segment's going to be brought to you by Kimberly Harrelson at Next Home Realty. Listing, selling, or buying a home is easier than you may think. In fact, it's just a click away when you work with Kimberly Harrelson at Next Home Realty. If you're looking to make a move to or from the Jackson area, then Kimberly Harrelson is the agent that you will want. She knows how to negotiate the best price, buying or selling. Kimberly Harrelson will help you make the right decision with your home. Check out Kimberly's listings. They're online now at KimberlySalesMS.com. That is KimberlySalesMS.com. And because I know some of y'all went to Jackson Public Schools, sales is spelled S-E-L-L-S. So that's Kimberly Sales, S-E-L-L-S-M-S.com. I went to Jackson Public Schools too, so I'm saying that for myself. I would put in the wrong address. All right. So, hey, real quick, man, something I've been wanting to mention for a few days. Fred, this is concerning Brandon High School. Before we jump back into everything, did you know now, and my stepdaughter goes to Brandon, and she brought this to my attention the other day. They now, when the students get ready to need to go to the restroom, they have to send a request in via an app.
What?
Instead of just asking the teacher, hey, teacher, instead of raising their hand, hey, teacher, can I go potty? No. They have to send a request in on a website or app or some nonsense.
How immediate is that?
I don't know. It just started last week, I believe.
And what if the internet's down?
Yeah. Then it tracks how long they're gone. And if they're gone for longer than 10 minutes, then they send out a search party for them.
Yeah, nice.
And they got to go to the principal's
with the lanterns?
Office. Yeah, I mean, man, come on.
Yeah.
There's a part. Apparently, there's been some kids fighting and this, that, meeting in the bathrooms to do shenanigans.
I got you.
You know,
but it gives you a timeline,
I guess. But you're punishing everybody
for
a few's bad behavior. Sounds a lot like something Democrats would do. And I just don't like it.
Well, you know, back in the day, it was smoking in the boys' room.
It was.
Okay.
What do they do in the girls' room?
They never said.
Oh, interesting.
Motley Crue didn't go there.
Yeah. All right. So, look, Fred, you got something you're working on.
Yeah.
It is a bill, and this is going to ruffle some feathers out there because I know some angry softball
Thomas
guys.
Thomas will be calling back.
I know some angry softball guys that I grew up with.
Uh-huh.
It's a bill to protect refs and umpires across
the state.
Sports in the state.
So yeah, it's what up, guys? Got House Bill 169, and how it came about, I'm sure a lot of your listeners from the Jackson area will know, but my dad is Coach Doug Shanks, and of course we just call him Coach now, and coach baseball, had the Jackson 96ers, and just legend in the baseball scene. And he drinks coffee with a bunch of his buddies, and they had kind of seeing how things are going these days. And, you know, you got a lot of parents now that think it's okay to just assault an umpire.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, Clay, you grew up in South Jackson and played at Level Woods like we did. And, you know, most of the umpires then were Vietnam vets. And you you damn sure weren't messing with them. Just, I mean, they'd set you straight.
Just
you
know? Wishing somebody would.
Yeah, yeah, just hoping.
It's today the day.
Yeah, yeah. So you just never had that problem. But as the years went on, you know, I remember – My brother Sim Shanks played baseball at Ole Miss and Chip. So I
yes.
think you'll appreciate
Hottie
that.
Tottie.
Yeah, but it, you know, I remember he was coaching a summer league team after we had graduated, and you know, one of the parents went in the dugout, and my dad just happened to be there. He went and you know tossed the guy out. You know, so I guess some parents think it's just hey, you know. Make a bad call, I'll just go put my hands on this guy. So this essentially what this bill does is it changed a simple assault to an aggravated assault. So it would be a felony to, you know, physically assault or threaten an umpire with bodily harm. And it's going to go all the way to college level and everything in between.
So Alabama comes to Ole Miss this year. And this could happen.
Yeah.
This could happen.
Where this happens at is uh-huh. that is in your is Can, in your community league stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really think you're going to see much of this at the college level.
No, you
per
won't
se,
see this at the
but you're going to have a few Karens out there who think it's okay to go slap an umpire.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
They're going to do that. They're going to find out real quick that
these tournament
shot.
League teams and yeah. all that stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, my dad was a coach for the Dixie Darlings
for
years and years and years with my sister. And, I mean, that's the circuit
mm-hmm.
you're going to see this
that's
on.
Right. That's you know, right.
It's typically girls softball circuit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about boys baseball, but I know girls softball circuit has got a lot of testosterone flowing through the coaches and the parents. Mm-hmm. And it gets ugly. But I saw some wild stuff growing up watching all that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, to all the baseball guys out there and umpires and coaches and whatnot, you need to call your senator or your representative down at the Capitol and tell them, hey, we're for House Bill 169. That's how we're going to get this thing through. I've spoken to the chairman of Judd B on the House side, and we're going to bring it up. So, maybe need a little help once it hits the Senate side. But, you know, this is when we need to kind of rally around and get this thing through.
Yeah,
I think it's needed these days.
We're gonna find out who likes to beat up refs and umpires because those are gonna be the people that fight against this.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hold on a dang minute now. What if they're not out? I have to bump chest bump with you.
I would hate to be the guy that voted against this bill. You know, it's got a bad look. You got a bad look right there.
Yeah, this feels like one that you could cross the aisle on here. Yeah.
Yes. I think everybody's either had a friend or family member that's been in some type of situation one way or the other that's dealt with this, you know, coming up.
You know, I got a buddy of mine, Chris Eberhard. Mm-hmm. He it's something he does across all the different sports. He's an umpire. Mm-hmm. I'd love to get him on and talk to him about this because I'm sure he probably
he'd be all about it.
Interesting takes on this.
Yeah.
You know, we all know. I mean, those guys are mostly volunteers or get paid $40, $50 a game.
They're trying to help the community. You know?
A lot of them can't see.
Chip's over here like, we do not need this to go through. I want to throw stuff at these guys.
I mean, you know, a good old Ole Miss State hate. But anyway. No, it needs to go through. It, you know, you don't need to be assaulting people who are out there trying to do their job. And, it, you know, same for politicians and people running for politics.
My hat's off to anybody that wants to get in the political arena, and especially if you want to get into municipal politics.
Look, my house was shot 60 times. My car was caught on fire, and I've been a niece of an ex-mayor. Totaled out another one I was in. So, but that's Canton politics. It's full contact.
Fred, so any other bills that you're working on?
Yeah, I've got a couple more I'm working on that deal with law enforcement issues. I'm a reserve police officer in the city of Brandon, and then, of course, my twin brother's full-time over in Brandon, so that's near and dear to my heart. But working on trying to get all law enforcement and fire a $1,000 bonus Something we'd actually worked on last year, and we're crunching the numbers now. Things look good, so we're pushing for that. And then Representative Gene Newman and I, who he's in the city of Pearl, we are working on a little bit better retirement package for fire and law enforcement, and that would pretty much change the vetting period in PERS from 8 years to 4, and then as of right now, knock it down from 30-year retirement to 25. So working on that. And then we found out that there's really not much of a difference when PERS went to an 8-year vetting period. So from 4, so what we're trying to do is just get that for all state employees.
And then PERS is the retirement.
Correct. So forget that. I'll be running for governor after that bill goes through.
There you go. Yeah.
But, you know, got a couple things like that, and we're trying, and things look good, but we're trying to get a state employee raise. And, of course, we've had a lot of people ask us about junior college